The eviction notice came yesterday after a smooth 31 days of occupation. Police had open meetings with protesters who in turn paid the city for use of electricity from City Hall. That changed quickly yesterday. As protesters began a mic check urging police to address them, Jesse Peterson of Occupy Duluth insists that it's their constitutional right to stay.
Members of Occupy Duluth have committed themselves to remain on the premises and to continue our activities and to express that we are utilizing our constitutional rights with the sentiment of, is there a curfew on the Constitution?
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says the Constitution doesn't give them a right to violate curfews or camp without permits. But after meeting with more protesters this morning, he's hopeful.
While it's deteriorated here in the last week for a variety of reasons, I think that, you know, our efforts to work to get the voluntary compliance rather than just paying police overtime to go in and tear the camp down, I think diplomacy and reasoning is working.
Are you prepared to make arrests, though?
I'm optimistic that we can work through this.
Jennifer Cummings has been camped out at Occupy Duluth since it began. She says whatever happens midnight Sunday, it'll be peaceful.
We all hope that nothing bad happens, and I can assure you that the only weapons that will be anywhere near our encampment will be on the waist of police officers.
Police say they will allow one tent to stay through the winter as a warming place, but not for overnight stays. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.